Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Professor Barry Shoub. Professor Shoub being the former executive director of the National Institute for Communicable Diseases, as well as Professor Emeritus of Virology at Wits University. Today the prof couldn't make it to be with us. He did send a voice note, and he'll be addressing the topic as to will we see the end of COVID after everyone has been vaccinated. Over to you, prof.
Good afternoon to you, Simon, and good afternoon to the listeners. My Thursday voice clip. And today I really wanted to talk about after vaccination. Once people have had vaccination, is that the end of COVID? And you know, the healthcare worker program vaccination has now recommenced, so more and more healthcare workers are being vaccinated. And from next month, the elderly will start being vaccinated, and those with comorbidities out of phase two. So after vaccination, is that the end of COVID? Can we return to our pre-COVID state with no masks, no physical distancing, socializing, etc., etc.? So unfortunately, not just yet. And I'll explain why. You know, when we look at the vaccination programs, there are really two parts to what we try to achieve. The first part is what we can call personal protection. In other words, we look primarily at those who are at risk of getting infection because of the exposure to the virus. Alternatively, if they do get infection, they're more likely to get more severe disease, overburden the hospitals, and so on. So it is the healthcare workers, obviously. It is the elderly. It is the people with underlying comorbidities and so on. So why not, once you've been vaccinated, are you not protected? Do you still need to wear masks, avoid physical distancing, etc., etc.? And the reason is a couple of things. First of all, no vaccine is 100%, and certainly no COVID vaccine is 100%. So if a vaccine, so the Johnson & Johnson or the Pfizer, is, say, 60% effective in preventing a mild to moderate disease, that means that you've got a 40% chance, if you are exposed to the virus, of getting mild to moderate disease. If the vaccine is 90% effective at preventing severe disease or hospitalization, there still is a 1 in 10 chance that you could, if you are infected and if you are in that risk group, have severe disease. So for personal protection, you still need to continue with the precautions even after vaccination. And the second reason is also because, although we know that people that have been vaccinated, their chances of transmitting are quite significantly reduced. The amount of virus that's in the excretions after vaccination is quite dramatically reduced, and onward transmission is reduced, but it's certainly not eliminated. And therefore, post-vaccination, one can, if one is not carrying out these precautions, still pass the virus on and infect other people. So that's personal protection. Individuals being protected for themselves, but not the community as a whole. The second part of the vaccination program, or the vaccination goal, is population immunity, community immunity, or what's popularly called herd immunity. In other words, if we're looking at the first one, the personal protection, we're protecting individuals. The virus is still circulating and still being transmitted and propagated in the community. What we aim for in population immunity is to stop the virus circulating and being propagated through the community. That's what we call herd immunity. We don't eliminate the virus. Unfortunately, there's only one virus we have succeeded in doing that, that's smallpox. But we certainly, the aim is to damp it down to such an extent that we don't get these outbreaks, and then we can then go back to almost a pre-COVID state. I say almost because I think we have learned some good habits in terms of wearing a mask if you're ill, if you've got a cold, if you've got flu and so on. I think those are good habits which we hope will carry on. Sanitizing habits hopefully will also carry on, because you know that these have protected successfully other infections, such as influenza and so on. Anyway, Shabbat Shalom. Have a good weekend, and we'll see you next week. All the best. Bye.